The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are Wild 94.9, number one for new music discovery, and it's a new music Friday. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Got your crazy cash right here, $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is rich. Take that keyword, rich, over to wild949.com. Find the spot to enter it, and once you do, you are in the running for this hour's $1,000 in crazy cash.
Good luck. All right, first talk back of the day.
Morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Bree from San Jose. About to be Bree in D.C. It's a little after midnight. I gotta be at SFO at 4. Somehow fit a shower and a nap from now to then, but I'll make it work. Anyway, hope y'all don't have to chug, because I'm gonna be in the air, so I can't watch it live. But also, it's a holiday weekend, so just have fun, be safe, and enjoy your time off.
Oh, thank you so much, Bree.
Happy Memorial Day, and she did mention that she didn't want to see any of us chug today.
We should just skip the chug wheel then.
Yeah. No, JV Show Chug Wheel, it's America's favorite game. It's coming up at 8:20 this morning, and new featured item alert. Posted this on my Instagram story last night, but Tuna Punch making its way to the JV Show Chug Wheel this morning. Never heard of Tuna Punch, you say? Well, we talked about it because Selena, our old buddy over here, brought it up this week.
It wasn't
week.
Even
and
a
why
drink.
Why do you look so mad right
because
now?
Because I brought it up because it wasn't even like a drinkable item, and you're turning it into a drinkable thing for the Chug
Doesn't
Wheel.
Doesn't Tuna Punch sound like it's drinkable?
No.
Mm-mm. It's punch. Tuna Punch.
Then you drink it.
And that's what is on the featured item on this morning's Chug Wheel. Again, coming up 8:20, America's favorite game.
Hi, Chidi.
Hi.
Chidi, what happened to your voice?
I was shouting at a graduation. My voice kind of went out. It's been 3 days.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
sounds kind of cool, though. Yeah, it sounds a little sexy. You sound a little sexier today, Chidi.
Nice.
So, Chidi, you tweet a lot. No offense. So, Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Y'all, I haven't sewed anything this whole week. I guess that's over. Let's see next week. And just like that, it was gone. We learned that you got a sewing machine, and it was your new fixation, your new obsession, your new hobby. And
we talked about it so much last week, and we're like, oh my God, I can't wait to follow this journey. You wanted to make some dresses. I'm so excited.
Make some mittens.
Can't wait to put an order in, and now you're just giving up.
No, I'm not giving up. Just this week, I haven't sewed anything. So we'll see how we are next week if I have that little itch to sew again.
Oh,
well, how have you lost your love of the needle and thread already? Because you, like I said you were obsessed. You couldn't stop. You said you were logging like 8-9 hours a day.
Yeah. It was keeping you off your TikTok.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think I've been working a lot my other job, so I think I didn't have the time. And then when I did have the time, I was just like, I'd rather lay in bed or something.
Doom scroll.
Okay. Doom scroll, yeah. So, okay.
So move over sewing. Scrolling is back in the mix.
Yeah.
Dang. All right, well, I guess I'll cancel my order for that pair of mittens I was hoping for Christmas this year. People still wear mittens?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Napping is my hobby.
Oh, move over sewing. I'm on to napping. That tracks.
Yep.
That's not really a hobby, right?
Could be.
It's one of my hobbies.
Yeah.
Anything can be a hobby.
Yeah. Right? Napping's a great one.
I enjoy doing it.
If it brings you joy, you love to do it.
Chidi, what's your daily nap schedule look like? Now, it would be, I mean, your hobby nap schedule, of course.
It's like 2 to 4 p.m. Sometimes 12 to 2, depending on how busy I am that day, you know?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Selena, dare I even ask what your daily nap schedule
actually
looks like?
I don't get to nap anymore. Aww. But my ideal naps and what it used to be was like, I don't like 11 to 2, 12 to 3. I don't know, just fit in a 3 hour, one there.
Here's the one that's probably going to hurt me the most. Jess, dare I ask what your nap schedule looks like?
No, surprisingly, I wish I could take a nap every single day, but
you literally can. You don't have to.
Yeah, but I feel guilty about spending three, because if I fall asleep in the middle of the day, you guys, like, I'm out cold for a couple hours, like, to the point where I wake up and I don't even remember what time I actually fell asleep or, like, went to bed.
Yeah.
So
isn't it great? That's the point of a nap.
No, because then I'm like, dang, I could have been, like, I could have already came back from the gym, or I could have already, like, did something else.
But couldn't you just do that after your nap? Because you don't have kids.
I'm still trying to figure out where all the hours are.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. And if I want to take a nap, I will. Which sometimes I do.
Okay.
But I know, I just don't understand that. Well, I don't really have time for the nap anymore. It's like you have the shortest commute here on the show and a cat.
Yeah.
And so I'm just wondering, I was just trying to figure out where all the hours were.
Well, there's still, like, I still have to cook. I still have to go grocery shopping. I still have to do things around the house. I still have my own little hobbies, which is painting. And I like watching shows.
Okay, there we go.
You know, like all the fun stuff that I like to do.
Got it.
Yeah, Graham.
Yeah, Graham.
No, I was just wondering. I could get my calculator out and wonder.
Hey, there's nothing. There's nothing wrong with my schedule. You chose.
No, there's nothing wrong with your schedule.
You're getting defensive about something that's not. We're just wondering because, like, from an outsider's perspective, I could fit all of those. I could fit a nap into your schedule every day.
It's like everything that you listed, I literally don't have time for, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
So we're like, if you wanted a nap, you could. You should. You should. Yeah. That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah. Sometimes I just feel like you feel guilty sometimes after taking a 3-hour nap when you're like, dang, I could have been productive.
Cheating, have you ever
felt guilty?
Like,
yeah, neither.
That's cheese. Never mind. Cheese later waking up like, living my best life.
Hey, don't forget, we have these Giants tickets for you. It's for a City Connect Tuesday. They're playing the D-Bags, Jess, you said? Mm-hmm. Next week, get those talkbacks in. Let us know you want these tickets. We're going to be playing the winning talkback later this morning.
Oh,
so get
those
last minute talkbacks in and good luck. We are Wild 94.9, number one for new music discovery. And it's a new music Friday. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Got your crazy cash right here. $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is rich. Take that keyword, rich, over to wild949.com. Find the spot to enter it. And once you do, you are in the running for this hour's $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
All right, first talk back of the day.
Morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Bree from San Jose. About to be Bree in D.C. It's a little after midnight. I gotta be at SFO at 4, somehow fit a shower and a nap from now to then, but I'll make it work. Anyway, hope y'all don't have to chug, because I'm gonna be in the air, so I can't watch it live. But also, it's a holiday weekend, so just have fun, be safe, and enjoy your time off.
Oh, thank you so much, Bree.
Happy Memorial Day, and she did mention that she didn't want to see any of us chug today.
We should just skip the chug wheel then.
Yeah. No, JV Show Chug Wheel, it's America's favorite game. It's coming up at 8:20 this morning, and new featured item alert. Posted this on my Instagram story last night, but Tuna Punch making its way to the JV Show Chug Wheel this morning. Never heard of Tuna Punch, you say? Well, we talked about it because Selena, our old buddy over here, brought it up this week.
It wasn't
week.
Even
and
a
why
drink.
Why do you look so mad right
because
now?
Because I brought it up because it wasn't even like a drinkable item, and you're turning it into a drinkable thing for the Chug
Doesn't
Wheel.
Doesn't Tuna Punch sound like it's drinkable?
No.
Mm-mm. It's punch. Tuna Punch.
Then you drink it.
And that's what is on the featured item on this morning's Chug Wheel. Again, coming up 8:20, America's favorite game.
Hi, Chidi.
Hi.
Chidi, what happened to your voice?
I was shouting at a graduation. My voice kind of went out. It's been 3 days.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So.
Sounds kind of cool, though.
It sounds a little sexy. You sound a little sexier today, Chidi.
Nice.
So, Chidi, you tweet a lot. No offense. So, Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Y'all, I haven't sewed anything this whole week. I guess that's over. Let's see next week. And just like that, it was gone. We learned that you got a sewing machine, and it was your new fixation, your new obsession, your new hobby. And
we talked about it so much last week, and we're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to follow this journey. You wanted to make some dresses. I'm so excited.
Make some mittens.
Can't wait to put an order in, and now you're just giving up.
No, I'm not giving up. Just this week, I haven't sewed anything. So we'll see how we are next week if I have that little... the itch to sew again.
Oh.
Well, how have you lost your love of the needle and thread already? Because you, like I said you were obsessed. You couldn't stop. You said you were logging like 8-9 hours a day.
Yeah. It was keeping you off your TikTok.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think I've been working a lot my other job, so I think I didn't have the time. And then when I did have the time, I was just like, I'd rather lay in bed or something.
Doom scroll.
Okay. Doom scroll, yeah. So,
okay. So move over sewing. Scrolling Dang is
it.
Back in the mix.
Yeah.
Dang. All right. Well, I guess I'll cancel my order for that pair of mittens I was hoping for Christmas this year. People still wear mittens?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Napping is my hobby.
Oh, move over sewing. I'm on to napping. That tracks.
Yep.
That's not really a hobby, right?
Could be.
It's one of my hobbies.
Yeah.
Anything can be a hobby.
Yeah. Right? Napping's a great one.
I enjoy doing it.
If it brings you joy, you love to do it.
Chidi, what's your daily nap schedule look like? Now, it would be, I mean, your hobby nap schedule, of course.
It's like 2 to 4 p.m. Sometimes 12 to 2, depending on how busy I am that day, you know?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Selena, dare I even ask what your daily nap schedule
actually
looks like?
I don't get to nap anymore. Aww. But my ideal naps and what it used to be was like, I don't like 11 to 2, 12 to 3. I don't know, just fit in a three hour one there.
Here's the one that's probably going to hurt me the most. Jess, dare I ask what your nap schedule looks like?
No, surprisingly, I wish I could take a nap every single day, but.
You literally can. You don't have to.
Yeah, but I feel guilty about spending three, because I will, if I fall asleep in the middle of the day, you guys. Like, I'm out cold for a couple hours, like, to the point where I wake up and I don't even remember what time I actually fell asleep or, like, went to bed.
Yeah. So isn't it great? That's the point of a nap.
No, because then I'm like, dang, I could have been, like, I could have already came back from the gym, or I could have already, like, did something else.
But couldn't you just do that after your nap? Because you don't have kids.
Yeah,
you have
all day to do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. And if I want to take a nap, I will. Which sometimes I do.
Okay.
But
I know, I just don't understand that. Well, I don't really have time for the nap anymore. It's like, you have the shortest commute here on the show and a cat.
Yeah.
And so I'm just wondering, I was just trying to figure out where all the hours were.
Well, there's still, like, I still have to cook. I still have to go grocery shopping. I still have to do things around the house. I still have my own little hobbies, which is painting. And I like watching shows.
Okay, there we go.
You know, like, all the fun stuff that I like to do.
Got it.
Yeah, Graham.
No, I was just wondering. I get my calculator out and wonder.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with my schedule. You chose
yours. No, there's nothing wrong with your schedule.
You're getting defensive about something that's not. We're just wondering because, like, from an outsider's perspective, I could fit all of those. I could fit a nap into your schedule. Every day.
It's like everything that you listed, I literally don't have time for, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
So we're like, if you wanted a nap, you could. You should. Yeah. That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah. Sometimes I just feel like you feel guilty sometimes after taking a 3-hour nap when you're like, dang, I could have been productive.
Chidi, have you ever felt guilty?
Yeah, me either.
Cheese waking up. Never mind. Cheese later waking up like, living my best life.
Yeah.
Hey, the same thing.
Don't forget, we have these Giants tickets for you. It's for a City Connect Tuesday. They're playing the D-Bags, Jess, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Next week, get those talkbacks in. Let us know you want these tickets. We're going to be playing the winning talkback later this morning.
Oh,
so get
those
last minute talkbacks in and good luck.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And it's time for, Chidi, go get some tea and honey or something. What are you doing?
Jeez.
Nice.
All right, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Happy Bottle Rock Weekend!
Let's go!
The festivities kick off today with Teddy Swims and Lil Wayne headlining tonight. Tomorrow, Foo Fighters,
yes.
Graham, and Zedd. And then Sunday, the Backstreet Boys, and Ludacris. Have fun, everyone.
So to be clear, Selena, you are going on Sunday?
Yes.
I won't be seeing you because I'm going on Saturday.
Nice.
All right. It's going to be fun, though.
Nice.
All right.
Nice. I won't be seeing you.
All right. After a week off, the Golden State Valkyries were back in action last night on the road against the New York Liberty. And get your V's up, everybody. Because the Valkyries pulled off an impressive 87-70 poundy of the Liberty. With the win, the team is now 3-1 to start the season. They go again today against the Fever in Indiana. Tip-off, and this one is at 4:30. V's up!
Fog for your Friday morning. There is a little bit of a cool down this weekend. It's still going to be nice, just definitely not as warm as it's been. Highs will be in the low to mid-70s, you guys. It might even drop into the 60s a little bit, so watch out for that and for the wind. It's going to be stronger later, too.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Hey, Taurus besties.
Oh, no.
Your day is going to be a 6 out of 10. Hold tight to the things that bring you joy today because life is too short to lose the fun. Money might be a little unpredictable right now, but stay open because unexpected resources could come your way.
Chidi, go to the kitchen and get you some tea.
I will.
Like, that's an order. Go now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is David from Dublin. Two things real quick. Be taking my wife to the airport. She's traveling to Tampa. which I believe they're your number one out there as well. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to wish everyone a happy Memorial Day weekend. Just remember that this weekend is for those veterans who have paid ultimate sacrifice for us. So enjoy a great holiday, everybody. Thanks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't forget what Memorial Day is actually about.
Right.
As you're out there barbecuing.
Yeah, and everyone enjoy your 3-day weekend at a Bottle Rock and Great Resort and Casino.
Yeah.
By the way, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Did you get your tea?
I did get
my
tea.
Okay. It sounds painful.
Yeah.
It's not painful.
To listen to you.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, sorry.
My ears are turning the volume down on my headphones.
Graham, what do you have?
That was good. A Swiss museum, you guys, is doing something a little unique to encourage visitors to come see some paintings by the iconic French post-impressionist painter Cézanne. Paul?
Yep.
Cézanne?
Nailed it.
Cézanne? I don't know, but he used to do a lot of painting of nude figures integrated into nature, closely intertwining bodies and the landscape, and that's what kind of paintings he was known for. Well, this museum is offering free admission to come in. And a lot of people want to see this exhibit because it's really popular. And free admission if you show up in your your swimsuit. Not naked, but in your swimsuit. They say it's just sort of a playful way to bring the artist's sort of vision to life a little bit about the human body and nature. So more in the present, you know, but more in the present day, obviously. Forgo having to pay admission. Would you guys ever go to a museum in your swimsuit?
No.
Why not?
I'll pay extra. I'll pay extra to not do that.
To not have to
like, if that was required and they wanted me to pay, like, more just to wear regular clothes, like, I would do that.
Really?
I'm not going in a bikini.
Listen, if, like, let's say a huge group of my friends were like, we're down to do this, because I wouldn't do it if I was going alone. But if I was doing it with a whole group of friends, yeah, why not?
People that
to the museum.
That's weird. But,
hey,
yeah,
no,
like that, if that's what's happening and that's what everybody's doing,
that's what they want people to do.
But it's like you're talking to somebody, me, who gets like anxiety over going to like Raging Waters or somewhere where everyone's in a bathing suit. But even just me having to do that, I hate the feeling. I don't like it.
Yeah, some of the pictures I saw from this event made it seem a little awkward because half the people dressed in normal, whatever you would wear to go to a museum, just like dressed
like
a dork. And then the other half of the people are in like bikinis and swim trunks and stuff walking around.
See, it's easier for guys. Like the swim trunks, that's
it's just like shorts.
Yeah.
Well, you know, bikinis just like underwear.
Yeah. We're just like walk around in our underwear.
You don't?
No.
I thought that's what ladies did.
So, Graham, would you do it if, like, you couldn't do the shorts, the bikini shorts?
If I had to go wear a Speedo?
Right.
Yeah, of course. I'm a big lover of the arts. You guys know I love
the But you already told us what the Speedo looked like on you back in the day when you played water polo.
Yeah, those things were real small. Real small.
And the bush was hanging out the side.
It was. I had a bit of a moose muffin for sure. I wasn't up it when you're in high school playing water polo. Like, I don't know. I guess I wasn't as up on the manscaping as I maybe am today. But even still, like, I think all guys in the Speedo, like, you're going to have a little moose muffin hanging out the side. Do you know
what
I mean?
Aren't you glad, though, that wasn't the time that, like, iPhones and TikTok and all of this was popular?
Yeah, imagine if there was pictures of you like that.
Or you'd go viral on TikTok for the wrong reason.
Do you think that you're on, like, your high school's website?
Probably not. But, see, at Napa High, we were one of the first water polo teams ever there. And we didn't really have that much of a budget for the water polo team. And most water polo players, they'd get these... You'd go to these, we'd go travel and play these other schools, and they'd have these huge parkas, you know, like these super warm with the big hood, and it's all like fur lined, and the parka thing goes all the way down to the ground, and it's meant to like, you get out of the pool and you wrap that thing around you. We didn't have a budget for those. So our dumbasses had to go into the locker room, change, put our Speedo on, and then we used to just sprint from there and jump into the pool because everybody in the crowd is just watching you run up in your Speedo. So it was
watching
like a
moose muffin flow
by. It was a mad dash to get in the water as fast as you can, where all these other schools would walk out in that big swim parka thing or whatever, just looking all nice and comfortable. We didn't have that.
Dang it.
So everyone got to see our moose muffins.
That's disgusting.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Going, Selena, Graham.
Jess and Chidi, it's your buddy Hammerin Hank. I'm checking in from Hayward this morning. This is to let you know that I've been invited to sing the national anthem at a San Jose Giants baseball game. It's to be held on July 21st when they take on the Ontario Tower Buzzers at the Excite Ballpark. First pitch is slated for 6:30 p.m. and I'll talk to you real soon, buddies. Peace in your hood.
Nice job, Hanky.
You got to start charging these people. Yeah. All the gigs that you're booking.
That's our buddy Hammer and Hank. He's gotten to now sing, I think, 5 national anthems already at minor league baseball games and add another one to the list. That's very exciting. Congrats, buddy.
The JV Show with you on a Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
All right, enough about Hanky because we're going to have a little fun on this Friday. Well, I don't know. Jess and Chidi don't look like they're having much fun because we get scared.
They're about to...
have to do something. It's nothing bad.
This is not bad at all. The National Spelling Bee is next week. And in honor of that, I saw a list of the most commonly misspelled words according to Google search data from this year. These are the most commonly misspelled words from this year. So I thought we could have our own little quick spelling bee between Jess and Chidi of those words. Selena, I'm going to have you keep score.
I'm so scared.
And let's dive right in again. These are some of the most commonly misspelled words of 2026, according to Google. The first one, and this is for you, Jess.
Oh, my God. We're starting already?
Yes.
Wait, can I have a
rapid
pen?
And we are rapid firing these because these, in my mind, are not very difficult. Selena is a phenomenal speller, and she's going to roll her eyes at how easy these ones are.
Are they allowed to write it down, to write?
No.
Okay.
You are just going to...
From my brain.
I'm going to say the word, and you are going to go into the letter. No, can I get the origin of the word? None of that. These are easy words.
Well, this is a strict spelling.
Wow. We're just going to start spelling. Well, we're live on the radio, and people don't have time for that.
Never wasting time, so let's get to it.
Yes. Your first word... niece. Jess, spell niece.
Niece. N-I-E-C-E. Niece.
See, these are easy ones again, but these are the most commonly misspelled words in the United States, according to Google. Chidi, your word is separate.
Oh my gosh. S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. You will not receive a point. Oh. Separate is spelled S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E. A-T-E. Oh, you threw an extra E in there, and that is incorrect. Chidi, no points for you. Jess has one. Jess, your next word is bougie.
Oh, what the heck? Okay. B-O-U-G-I-E?
There you go.
Oh!
Not that hard. 2 points
Bad
for Jess.
Bougie.
0 for Chidi. Again, these are the most commonly misspelled words according to Google search results in 2026. Chidi, your word is definitely.
What the heck?
Selena is one of those words
I always have to rely on autocorrect
for. No, split it up, though.
I'm not getting it right. D-E-F-I-N. Oh, my gosh.
You got this, Chidi. You got this.
Come on.
I-T-L-E-Y.
I think she... Did she miss a letter there?
Definitely. L-E-Y for the last?
Yeah. Oh, that's not right.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E. L-Y.
Had him switched.
Yeah, you switched him up there. All right, Chidi has yet to get on the board in the JV Show Spelling Bee. Jess, your word, chihuahua.
Okay. C-H-I-G. Oh, my God.
She's air riding disqualified.
No. Okay, wait. C-H-I-H-U-A-H-U-A.
Wow, Jess is now 3 for 3. Chidi, your final word. Let's get you on the board in this spelling bee. And it turns out the Google search results of people trying to figure out how to spell these words is all Chidi.
It's all Chidi.
Because she has yet to spell word correctly.
No, you got this, Chidi.
This is the one.
Your word, ukulele.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not even going to try that one.
Yes, you are. Just launch right into it.
You got it.
No, I don't. I've never spelled this in my life.
That's fine.
Just what do you think it would... Just how,
go you know for
what
it.
I mean?
You?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
K?
Mm-hmm.
H?
Dang it!
I don't know.
U-K?
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
I don't know.
Ukulele?
E?
Mm-hmm.
All right, just tell her.
I don't know. H-L-E? I don't know.
No. U-K-E-L-E-L-E. Ukulele.
Oh, we'll never spell that again in my life.
You got 0 points.
0 points. A nice win for Jess. Nicely done. She stomped you. The other most commonly misspelled words in 2026, according to Google, favorite, through.
Oh my
God. Not through a ball, but going through something. Business.
Give me those words.
Tomorrow, because beautiful spaghetti restaurant.
Wow.
I spell the last two wrong all the time.
Spaghetti?
And spaghetti restaurant, yeah.
How do you spell spaghetti?
Yeah, let's go for that one real quick.
I usually spell it S-P-E, but isn't it S-P-A or something like
yes.
that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. This was good. Good call, Graham. I loved this.
Nice job. Nice
Today's
job, Jess.
The hottest trending is coming up.
The hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So a lot of people have been accusing Hayden Panettiere of lying in her memoir. So even since before the book came out, we've been talking about a couple of stories that she shared having to do with other celebrities. Mm-hmm. In one, she shared that a woman who she trusted laid her in a bed during a yacht party with an unnamed naked male celebrity. In another story, she shared that an A-lister at a Hollywood party exposed himself to her, but she still has not named these people. Like, right. We don't know who they are. Earlier this week, she was on the Tamron Hall show, and she addressed the people accusing her of lying just as sell copies of her book. She explained, quote, "I wanted to tell my stories without dragging anyone else through the mud. As much as I wanted to call people out, this is still an industry that I have to exist in, and people are not readily willing to admit to what they did. You don't make a story like that up to sell a book. Sorry, I've been doing this for too long."
I believe her.
She's just, it's her truth.
Mm-hmm. I believe her, but these people need to be called out or they're never going to be held accountable.
Right.
It's tough to be that person that needs to call them out, though, because like she said, she's still in the industry working like alongside them. So I think maybe it's not the right time for her. Like, she doesn't feel like
I guess she has to be ready, but these people need to be called out. They're just going to keep on with this behavior.
I know. It's one of those tough things, because when anybody comes forward with any sort of claim, and in, you know, and we've seen this a lot recently, people will come forward about something that happened, and in this case, many years before, 15 years prior or something, we're like, man, why didn't you say something back then? And it's just not that, it's not that simple. But from outsiders looking in, it's like, we want to close that loop. We want that person to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. We want them to face repercussions for what they've done, because if they've done something awful, like, they need to face the music about it. It just doesn't, for the victim of it.
Like, even if they're not ready to admit it, of course they're not going to admit it. They will deny, deny, deny. We already know that. But I feel like now we're in a time where so many people will believe the people who say this, these kind of things have happened to them.
True.
Like, you will have so much support.
Right. Yeah. You're right. We're definitely in a time now more than ever where victims are supported and not immediately like, nope.
Exactly.
You're just doing that for money or something.
Yeah. You know? But again, you're right, Jess. She needs to be ready to give that information. So Stephen Colbert's final episode of The Late Show was last night.
Oh, this bums me out.
Yeah. If you recall, CBS cut the show. A lot of people think they were feeling some pressure from the president.
They were.
They claim they were just losing money. So they're not, you know, they'll never admit to that. But last night was Stephen's farewell episode, and he brought out a ton of celebrities. Paul McCartney, Bryan Cranston, Ryan Reynolds, Paul Rudd, John Oliver, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Andy Cohen, and so many more. He has hosted this show for over 10 years and has hosted 1,800 episodes.
That guy's so good. I'm so sad. I mean, not that I can stay up and watch his show.
I know, me either.
I've watched a bunch of the clips from this week, and it just, like, that guy's a very special talent, at least in my eyes. And it's sad to see him sort of pushed out, because I don't think he was ready to end his run there by any means. And he had a lot of, like, good comedy, and just, the guy's just so smart and witty, and just has a way to tell stories and deliver news in a way that, you know, can put a lighthearted spin on it, but also make a serious impact, and he will be missed.
Yep. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, the city has just been full of road closures lately. Last weekend, Beta Breakers shut down so many streets, and we've had all these other construction projects. Well, here we go again this weekend, because there is more road work slated for 19th Avenue. If you're coming into the city or driving through and you use that route, make sure you plan ahead. This is your reminder that starting in just a couple of minutes, 7 a.m., a 75-hour-long closure going into effect. It will affect both north and southbound lanes of 19th Avenue for repaving. That's going to last all the way until Monday. The work is going to be on the stretch of roadway from Slope Boulevard to Holloway Avenue. The good news is this is the third and final weekend that they will be doing work on that stretch of 19th Avenue, and it will finally all be fixed. And if you've ever driven that before, it is going to be nice to have some smooth sailing and freshly repaved roads in there, because that is a heavily traveled area, and it had been beat up over the years.
But traffic nightmare this weekend.
But traffic nightmare potentially, yeah, if you're going that way this weekend. Quickly, some other road-related issues. Waymo announced last night that they are suspending all freeway rides. The company is working to improve how its autonomous vehicles navigate certain freeway construction zones. We know those can get confusing for human drivers, and it turns out their cars get a little confused as well, too, although they still say that their safety record is really, really good when it comes to these situations, but they want it to be better. They say they're integrating recent technical learning into our software, and we expect to resume these routes soon. So if you... freeway driving for Waymo's hasn't been going on that long, but you will currently not be able to take a freeway ride in a Waymo, only local city street rides, until they resume that feature on their app, which, again, okay, they expect will happen sometime.
Good, because those Waymos on the freeway scared me anyways. I don't know if that should be a thing.
Well, they're here to stay. They're here to stay, unfortunately. But, yeah, those construction zones and different signs and stuff. And yeah, I can understand why
good
they get
move.
Confused,
because
humans get confused a lot.
Right. Too. All right, thank you, Graham. Coming up next on the JV Show, your chance to win a Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
I was watching these two guys, and they were so sweaty. I guess I didn't realize how much energy they were actually exerting.
You can relate, right, Graham?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that too. I've watched very intently before.
I mean, I can imagine, like, a lot of energy.
Aggressive.
Yeah, force.
Yeah, aggressive.
Sometimes
energy.
You don't really think about, like, you know, how much is actually happening.
No, yeah. I'm thinking about it right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm picturing it too.
Gross. Ooh,
almost looks like it hurts.
You're the one watching
all right. All right, you sickos, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so you need to keep your guess PG. The answer always is something PG. You want to win a JV Show Chug Mug? You got to be the first correct answer of the morning on that talkback mic. So leave us one now. Leave us your name and your city on there, too. We want to be able to shout you out if you get it correct.
That's right. Get those guesses in now, because we're going to play some of those first talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to What the Bleep. Your chance to win a Chug Mug happens right now. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then first person to get it right is today's winner. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I was watching these two guys, and they were so sweaty. I guess I didn't realize how much energy they were actually exerting.
Yeah, they were.
I feel like you wouldn't really expect it that much.
I expect that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are we talking about again? Oh. This is a family show. Let's go with the guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Hamid from San Jose. I think the belief that word is wrestling.
Wrestling. Great guess.
You like watching guys wrestle?
No, but I would expect that it's... they're exerting a lot of energy.
Yes.
Yeah, looks tiring.
Mm-hmm. This is Scarlett from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is running.
Running. Scarlett, that was a great guess.
Yes. Watching a couple guys run.
Mm-hmm.
Creep, by the way.
Yeah.
I can imagine Jess, like, peeking out of her window blinds, like, ooh, some guys running down my street.
Good morning. This is Aaron from San Francisco, and I think the bleeped out word is boxing. Thank you, guys. Good morning. Have a good day.
Oh, thank you. You too. Boxing.
Great guess. Very popular guess this morning. Boxing. Mm. And that's one of those things that looks way easier as just not like not being good at boxing, just from a stamina situation.
Yeah.
Like I could get in there and throw some punches. Anybody that's ever tried it, in 30 seconds, you're completely out of gas, so tired. I couldn't imagine the guys that fight 12 rounds or whatever. And even the commentators are like, they look like they're getting tired and slow out there. Yeah, no duh. Have you ever tried that before? Jeez,
it's
hard.
It just seems easier. And then it's like, why are they hugging every 3 seconds?
Why are they like leaning on each other like they can barely stand up? It's because that's how tiring it is.
All right, so great guesses so far, but not the correct one just yet. If you have a guess, leave it now on the TalkBack mic on the iHeartRadio app. Gonna play more of your TalkBacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the the bleep where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then the first person that gets it right is winning today's JB Show Chuggy Muggy. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I was watching these two guys and they were so sweaty. I guess I didn't realize how much energy they were actually exerting.
Yep.
Why were you watching this in the first place?
You've seen it before as well.
It's hard not to watch once you get a glimpse, right?
Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is the family show, you sickos.
What's up, JV Show? So, happy Friday. This is Christopher Martinez. I think the bleeped out word is singing.
Singing. It's a good guess.
Okay, yeah. Some people, they give it their all, and their veins are popping out, and they're out of breath, and they're red, and they're just like belting it out.
A lot more energy, I think, than you think to put on a real good performance. And this is coming from a guy that has 1 year in the Napa High Men's Choir.
I thought you didn't perform.
I was told by the teacher to lip sync because my voice wasn't that good. But I was still putting on a show, you guys.
Got it.
Samir from San Bruno, California. The bleeped out word is workout. Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Super, super popular guest this morning. The workout.
Okay, not it, though. Not the right one.
Hi, this is Calvin from San Francisco, and I think the bleep word is party. Thank you, Wild Peace.
Party? You said party?
Yeah.
All right, party. All right, guys. Peace.
Oh, party.
Party is an amazing guest.
I thought that he said potty.
He's watching two guys going potty.
Yes, and disgusting. Sometimes
it does. Keep your fantasies off these airwaves.
Sometimes it does take a lot of energy.
Gross.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mylene from Danville. Is today's word bartend? All right, have a great Friday. Bye.
There it is. Here's today's clip on Bleeps.
I was watching these two guys bartend, and they were so sweaty. I guess I didn't realize how much energy they were actually exerting.
You know, like, it seems like you're...
Like when they're shaking it up.
You're curating a little drink, and you're on to the next one, and, you know, that's that. But no, I underestimated how much they're doing back there.
Well, Graham, you used to bartend.
Uh-huh.
Did it take a lot of energy?
Very, very sweaty, particularly as the bar gets busier. You're working faster, but then the temperature of the bar, it gets hotter in there. Ooh. So then it's just a vicious cycle, and pretty soon you're wringing out your black V-neck T-shirt right into somebody's Moscow Mule.
Ew, that's disgusting.
I used to go with a pretty deep V, you know, that black V-neck, and the V was like pretty deep, you know, get the muscles popping out of there. But yeah, then you just start sweating, and I'm sure it was just drip-dropping everybody's drink.
That's okay. Just add a little bit of salt to that.
Yeah, no, it's actually... It's a good thing. A little extra sodium is good. It helps hydrate you. It's like drinking a Gatorade. So you're welcome, people. All right, let's give some shout-outs. Shout out?
She was the only one.
The only one.
Mylene in Danville. What's up with the sole correct answer on this Friday morning and the Soul Chug Muggeth given away? Well, we only give away one anyways, but she gets it because she had the first and only correct answer this morning, which was bar 10. A couple of the other most popular guesses this morning, a lot of people said gaming.
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
That's a great guess.
I've done a lot of gaming in my life. Not sure if I've ever broken a sweat, though.
Some people get so into it, they're jumping around and they're yelling.
I agree. No, I've gotten into it. A lot of yelling, cramp in the hands, sure, but I don't know that I've ever been dripping sweat. Cooking, very popular guest this morning, as well as dancing. As somebody guessed fencing. fencing?
Can you even see when they're sweating? Because aren't they wearing like...
Yeah, you wear that like beekeeper's thing. It looks like you're a beekeeper.
The beekeeper uniform.
But you're actually trying to poke people with a really flimsy sword. My dad used to fence.
Really?
In college.
Where do you even find that?
It's a long story.
Where did you go to college?
I remember we found his fancy swords one time when we were kids. And we're like, this is awesome.
What year was this?
That was a long time ago. Golf was another popular guest this morning. And landscaping. And I will attest to that one because if you do some
landscaping or landscaping?
Both.
Both.
Both can be very sweaty endeavors. Thank you to everybody that played. We'll do it again on Tuesday morning. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Enjoy that extra day off.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Christy.
Christy, happy Friday. How's it going, girlfriend?
I'm all right. Have an exciting weekend planned. So, yeah.
Tell us about it, girlfriend.
Okay, so tonight is our fifth graders camp out at the school. And
who gives a
I'm
fart?
A volunteer from 8 to 10.
Nice.
And then tomorrow, I don't know for sure, but we might go see the new Mandalorian Grogu movie.
Okay.
And then who gives Sunday. And then Sunday there's an event at the place where we live. So, and then I'm going to try to, you know, show off my side business. So, yeah.
Okay.
Aww. What's the side business?
Yeah. Show it off right now.
So I do a lot of, like, different things. I do tarot reading, baking, jewelry making, that kind of thing.
Oh,
so,
my
yeah.
God. I love all of that. And imagine you winning tickets to the San Mateo County Fair on top of everything.
You could show off all your talents there. You could bake some fortunes into some muffins and pass them out.
We'll see if it's in the cards for her to win.
Right, Christy, let's get to the game. This is our Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct, and then you're winning tickets to the San Mateo County Fair. Sound good?
Great, yeah.
Here we go with question number 1. Paella is a dish.
Paella.
Paella is a dish that originated in what country?
Spain?
Yep.
There you go. Selena, you never had some paella?
My husband loves that.
I have never had that.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, it's so good. All right, question number 2. The Bronx Bombers is one of the many nicknames for what Major League Baseball team?
I'm sorry, can you repeat it?
The Bronx Bombers, one of the many nicknames for what Major League Baseball team?
Ooh. I don't know.
Take a guess.
It's got to be New York Bronx, right? One of the thoughts, right? I don't know. No, not the Yankees. Oh man, I don't know.
Just take a guess. Red Sox.
Yeah, Red Sox are in Boston. Yankees are the...
Yeah, you had it right there.
New York. Yeah.
Dang it. All right, it's all good, though. You're allowed to miss one. Here's question number 3. What metal item on the end of a kite string... Let me start that over.
Careful.
I glitched. What metal item on the end of a kite string gave off the sparks in Benjamin Franklin's famous 1752 experiment?
A key.
Yep.
That's right.
Easy for you.
Yep. Now we have electricity. All right, question number 4. You need this one to win. Did she already win the game?
No, she needs one.
Oh, yeah, she got number 2 right. Oh, you need this one. Question number 4. Cross, jab, and hook are all different types of what?
Punches.
Yep.
Oh, my
boxing
God.
Boxing punches. Yay! Let's go.
Boxing.
I don't know what you just said, but congratulations!
Boxing, so okay.
You just got 4 tickets to the San Mateo County Fair.
Christy, nice work.
I'm going to put you on hold really quick so we can get those tickets to you. And you have an amazing weekend. You got a lot planned. Hope you have fun, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on there. Graham, before we get to your DMs.
Hi, I just want to wish my baby boy, Liam, a happy 13th birthday. He's growing up. Happy birthday, Liam. I love you very, very much. I know the rest of the fam does, too. Hope you enjoy your weekend.
Mwah.
Happy birthday, Liam.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, good point. Bunch of DMs here. Buckle up, everyone. First one, hey, Graham, it's my son Noah's birthday. Woohoo! Happy 13th birthday, Bubba. We love you so much. Can't wait to celebrate you. Love, Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Ava, Bonnie, and Coco. Yes, happy 13th birthday.
Who gives a fart, Noah?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, first timer in your DMs. Welcome in. I want to give a shout out to my fiance, Alina. Congratulating her on graduating on the 23rd from Kenyatta College. Thank you for everything you do for me, and the sky's the limit. You're going to be an amazing teacher. Mi vida. Yes. Happy aww. Birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Alina.
Elena.
One of those. Hi, Graham. Can you please give a shout-out to my stepbrother, Donovan? He's turning 17 today. He goes to Napa High. Let's go, Grizzlies! Donovan, I hope you have a great day, and good luck at your concert from Ellie and Ashley. And the account that DM'd me there was Carl the Raccoon, so I'm assuming Carl would like to give you a shout-out as well.
Who gives a fart?
Raccoon DM'd you.
I was so excited when a raccoon slid into my DMs. I was like, Carl!
Stepping on the fog's toes.
I'm a mom here sliding into your DMs. My kids and I have been listening to your morning show for over 10 years. cheers every morning on our way to school and work. My kids are Abram and Mateo, both promoting this week from 8th and 5th grade, both with excellent grades. I'd like to give them a shout out for being such amazing kids. We love you, Abram and Mateo. We know you will do great at IVC and Morio. Go class of 2026 and 2030.
Woo!
Yes.
Who gives a fuck?
Nice job, guys. Hey, Graham, my name is Finch, and I was wondering if my daughter Celeste can get a birthday shout out. We listen to you guys every single morning on the way to school. We want to say happy 12th birthday to our girl, Celesto Pesto. Can't believe you're already 12 years old. Keep being you, baby. We love you. That's from Mom, Dad, Junior, and all our cats and dogs, Scrim, Ruby, Gray, Ozzy, and Potato. Yes.
Who gives a
happy
fart?
Birthday there. Hi, Graham. Can you please give a shout out to Noah? Happy 13th birthday, Noah. We love you. That's from Nikki, Roman, and Micah. Yes. Happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Graham, hoping you give a big shout out to our son, Sebastian, for his 10th birthday. Happiest big 10th birthday, Sebastian Wolf. We love you to Pluto and back. Love Mom, Dad, Liv, and Reggie.
Who gives a fart?
Actually, no, Sebastian's parents. They are great people, so he's a lucky kid. Another one here. Hi, Graham. Can you give a shout out to my son, Andrew, who turned 4 today? Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
And Daddy.
I'm a daddy.
Love you so much. Hope you have the best 5 days at Disneyland. Mommy, Anna, Dad, Vanessa, Junior, Connor, Daniela, Cielo, Bluey, Bingo, Batman, Miso, Mocha, and Tigger all want to say a shout out.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. It's my son, Shyam Neal's 14th birthday on Saturday. Lots of love, prayers, and blessings from Mom, Dad, brother, Janiel, grandparents, and families here and abroad. Wishing Shyam Neal nothing but success in every aspect of life. We all love you. And special shout out from cousins Yash and Sonak riding to school daily. Yay, yay, it says, yeah.
Who gives a happy fart? Birthday.
I just assumed the yay, yay was said like that.
It has to be.
Hi, Graham. First time sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. I just want to give my daughter, Esme, a very happy 9th birthday. We love you. Keep being your beautiful, creative, and silly self. Can't wait to celebrate you at the water park this weekend. Nice. Love, Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Dad and Julie.
Who gives a fart?
And one final one here. Good morning, Graham. I'd like to give my son, Adrian, a birthday shout out. He turns 10 today. Yay, double digits. We love you so much. Can't wait to celebrate you this weekend. Love Mom, Dad, Alejandro, and Antonio. Yes, happy, happy birthday. And to everybody celebrating a birthday this weekend, keep this in mind.
Who gives a fart?
Because we don't.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The Britney Spears DUI arrest video just dropped. And sorry, Graham, this will probably take up the entire trending break.
Okay,
there
no
is
problem.
So much here that we have to unpack. So the full dash cam video is out. TMZ got it from, they obtained it from CHP, and then they posted it. And oh my God, you guys, Britney was all over the place, emotional. She would go from being a little like combative to full on crying. Let's go over some of the highlights. Okay. So first of all, it took Britney a full 3 minutes to finally pull over and stop. Ooh. When CHP got behind her and turned on their lights. Like, she just kept on driving.
That's the first indicator that something might be amiss.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she finally pulls over and swears that she wasn't doing anything wrong, even though she was like swerving all over the place. Like, people were calling in like, hey, this car is driving erratically. They asked her to get out of the vehicle. She refused because she felt invaded and like she was being harassed. So she then asks officers if they can go to another area, somewhere where there's less people that can see her.
What if we have to get out of the car? We'll put you in one of our cars. Drive around the corner, so we're somewhere that there isn't a bunch of people driving by.
Oh, I don't want to get in this car, sir. You can come to my house. I'll make you food and lasagna or whatever you want. I have a pool. My babies are coming to my house tonight to cook it.
So she instead asks officers to go over to her house and she'll make them some lasagna and they can go swimming in their pool.
Bro,
in her
Britney
pool.
Invites you over for some lasagna and a
I'm
swim.
Going.
You say yes. I don't care if your body cam is rolling or not. You doing a cannonball into Britney's pool with a mouthful of lasagna? Like, dude, you're living
Would
the dream.
Would you trust her lasagna, though?
No.
I'm not eating that.
You know it's microwaved out of the freezer, so I would trust that. I don't think she's actually whipping up a lasagna from scratch, do you?
No, but who knows what else she's stuffed in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm a little confused by the last part. She says her babies are coming over. Is she talking about her dolls that she treats like babies?
Maybe her actual kids were slated to come over that night. It was nighttime, right? It seems like a weird time to go for a swim.
Yeah.
Well, her pool's probably heated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Britney Spears after all.
Yeah, good point.
So they finally get Britney out of the car and officers are starting to explain everything that's going on to her.
So you are hereby advised that being under the influence of alcohol or drugs or both,
impairs her ability to safely operate a motor vehicle.
I take Lamictal and Prozac every morning, okay?
So she admitted to taking Prozac and Lamictal every day. Prozac is an antidepressant, mm-hmm. and Lamictal is used for bipolar disorder. Plus, let's not forget that officers found a bottle of Adderall in her purse that was not prescribed to her.
Yeah.
And there was also an empty wine glass in the cup holder there in the front.
Yikes.
Next
like
to
a,
her seat.
Like a wine glass with a stem on it? Like a legit wine glass?
I don't know. It could have been a stemless one.
One hell of a road soda.
That I don't know. So the officer starts to explain, like, you could have killed someone, and we would be charging you with murder. Just listen to Brittany's response.
Continue to drive under the influence of alcohol or drugs or both, and as a result of that driving someone is killed, you could be charged with murder. Do you understand
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sure, I know. Okay. My mom accidentally killed a man on a bike.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I'm
sure but I did it. I never did that before. And nothing happened to her.
So,
when they arrested her, how come my mom got away with everything?
Okay, so because
my mom tried to kill me.
Okay, so she said her mom hit and killed somebody on a bike?
She actually did back in 1975.
Whoa.
A 12-year-old boy while she was rushing her brother to the hospital back home in Louisiana.
Oh, man, how sad.
Yeah, so wow. Brittany's like, yeah, I know my mom killed somebody, but not me. I didn't do that. Why did she get away with it?
But then she also says that her mom tried to kill her.
Yeah.
At the very end.
Yeah.
That's she also interesting little that, footnote.
Yep. So the cops were like, okay, you're under arrest. And she was like, actually, no, I'm not.
Because you have been arrested for DUI.
I'm not arrested, sir.
You are required by state law to submit to a chemical test and a drug content of your blood.
She is in denial.
I'm not arrested, sir. Did I detect a bit of an accent?
Graham, I think so. The accent gets worse. I'm about to play this clip. She launches into the most bizarre accent. Like, I can't even make out what she's talking about here.
To understand the other side of the half of the defense of a revelation of a woman who has the hands of a right hand and then understands her rights as a woman and that knows that she's the victim of lead that has this morning at 1 o'clock.
I think right there she admitted to having
the most the right hands and the hands of a woman.
At the
and
end,
I know
she said
at
1 o'clock she had a mimosa, but she said it kind of weird. So she admits to having one mimosa earlier in the day. Again, this is after 9 p.m.
I had one mimosa in my hand, and I know that it was my right hand, and I know that my rights say that I cannot be detained at this time, officer.
Yeah, she was also bragging about like, oh, and if I had drank more, like she was like, I could drink 4 bottles of wine and still be fine.
Sure,
I can like
sure.
take care of everything.
Right, keep telling yourself that. No, not when you're operating a motor vehicle.
Yeah, it must have been a struggle. It did look like a struggle getting her into the police cruiser because she was not having being arrested.
Do you understand you have to do a breath or blood test? You understand?
I know, but I do not agree with saying that I'm a risk.
So listen, okay, but Mike, you don't have to agree. That's your question.
No, but I don't agree with what you said.
The accent.
It's not up to you.
No, I don't agree.
It's not up to you, Brittany.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? And I mean, that's just little snippets. The video is obviously very, very long.
Were we not? Didn't we think we weren't going to get this video or something? Am I imagining that?
We were discussing the mugshot.
Oh,
the mugshot still not out.
Mm. Got it. I was like, I know. I remember we talked about something like this.
Yeah
that's Well, what's interesting is based on what Brittany posts on social media and stuff. That's I assume how she acts all the time,
right?
Yeah.
Sober or otherwise, she seems to have that sort of. Situation going on.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to this baseball trend that's like sweeping the entire world, Graham, you have details on that. Really quick. Oh my God, you guys, The Crash on Netflix is like consuming my entire life.
Same.
I'm like just down a rabbit hole all yesterday, even this morning, because anytime I open up my Instagram, it's like my entire algorithm is everything about this. Have you guys seen it? Graham, I know you haven't.
I haven't watched anything in a while.
Chidi, have you watched it?
I have not.
So it's this girl in Ohio, and this was a few years ago, so she's currently in prison, but she slammed her car into a brick building going 100 miles an hour, killing her boyfriend and their friend.
Mm. Is this a spoiler alert? Or like
this was a big
I don't know
news
that
story.
Was a
remember,
thing that happened.
I remember that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just asking for people that are just, you know, that don't have any familiarity with the show.
No, I don't think it's a spoiler. It's a documentary. I don't remember.
Docuseries.
But I watched it on Netflix, and ever since I became obsessed with it, I've been on YouTube watching like all these videos. I watched one of the Hulu shows where they cover this as well.
I'm down
the rabbit hole because there's so many things out
there
that the Netflix documentary
so
didn't didn't talk about.
Oh.
And so many people on TikTok are sharing their experience when they were in prison at the same time.
Yes.
As this young woman was and sharing their stories about her. It's
like their interactions with her and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And like what she was doing in prison and stuff. Ooh. Yeah, you guys watch it this weekend and then we can all go down a rabbit hole together. Yeah.
I can't wait to climb into this hole with all you guys.
Is it called, in here.
There's enough room for everyone. It's called The Crash?
The Crash.
The Crash. On Netflix.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's like one of the top trending things right now. Yeah. Go watch it. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, are you guys familiar with the tarps off trend that is sweeping crowds at Major League Baseball stadiums right now?
No.
Okay, the tarps off trend. If you'd like to partake at the next Giants game or any Major League Baseball game that you go to, is basically, it's mostly young guys that are doing it in very large groups. And you just get in the crowd, and once the game's going, you just pop your shirt off, and then you wave your shirt above your head, and everyone's doing it. So, like, whole sections will be just all guys, all shirts off, and then waving their shirts above their head and doing, like, some different chants and cheers, whatever. It's really firing up crowds. And then more people, like a guy, you know, you're seeing it as a guy sitting there like, oh, looks like they're having some fun. So then you pop your shirt off. You know how the wave catches on as the wave goes around? Now it's the tarps off trend. So people start taking their tarps off, a.k.a. their shirts, and then you just pop your shirt off, and then woo! You just go nuts in the stands. And they've seen it at games across Major League Baseball. St. Louis last week was one of the biggest moments for it. They say that there was like a, I don't know if it was a minor league baseball team or college baseball team that was in attendance. So they were all sitting together and they did it. And it got the crowd so fired up that the Cardinals, you know, it helped them. They say got the energy in the stadium back, propelled them to a win. They actually invited that team back for a following game so they could do it again, get the crowd really fired up. And now we've seen it in Detroit, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, Seattle, Anaheim, everywhere. Large groups of young men all popping their tarps off, take that shirt off and wave it around and go nuts in the stadium. Mm-hmm. Are you guys here for this new tarps off trend? And would you participate? Because you don't want to be the one person sitting down when the wave comes by, right? Everyone's like, dude, it's not that hard to stand up. Would you guys pop your shirt off and get in on this?
No.
But why not?
No. Also, how is this new? Because I thought this was a thing that a lot of men did just in general at sporting events.
Yeah, but maybe not all at once, making it like a thing that'll go around the stadium.
Yeah, no.
How is this new?
Guys going shirtless at sporting events, nothing new there. But it's when you look into the crowd and see almost an entire section of shirtless guys, and it's just getting rowdy and everybody's getting fired up.
I mean, I like it because, I mean, it's fun. You know, you guys, you're at a game, have your fun.
Yeah.
But if I'm, like, sitting next to them, I don't think I would like that very much.
Wouldn't you get swept up in the moment?
I wouldn't.
Pop
I'm not
that tee off, pop that jersey
like,
off.
But I feel like by doing that, you're letting, like, all the must out.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be near that.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're worried about the stink factor.
Yeah. Yeah. Stink. Yeah. And then everyone is, like, swinging their shirt around, it's probably hitting you in the face.
Yeah, that must win just...
And
going
the sweat
around the park
from their armpit. Just...
So you guys just want to sit there all boringly and these guys are out there just crushing beers, pouring them on their heads, shirts off, like having the time of their lives, and you guys are just going to thumb your nose at it. Might stink over there.
Yeah.
Come on, have some fun.
I still have fun sitting in my seat.
Exactly.
Drinking whatever I'm drinking and eating.
Jess, my crab sandwich. Pop a shirt off with a group of rowdy guys doing the tarps off trend?
No.
If it was all... What if this was... a trend for ladies and like all the ladies are doing it. Are you joining?
I think if it was all ladies, it'd be fun. I'd do it.
It's not gender specific. We're just seeing largely more guys do it, but anybody can partake in the tarps off trend.
Yeah, if it's ladies. If it's men, I'm out.
Yeah, if it's ladies, I'll have a good time. If it's men around, no, thank you.
I encourage ladies, next time you go to a Major League Baseball game, get in on the tarps off trend because it does look like everybody's having a lot of fun.
Have they been doing that yet at any Giants games?
I don't know. I can't confirm that. The Giants have been on the road. New series at home starts tonight, so... I wouldn't be surprised if we saw it this weekend or over the weekend at some games.
Interesting. Well, I like it.
Looks like a blast.
All right, coming up next on the JV show.
What? Why do you look so sad?
Our chug wheel.
No.
Oh, that's right.
And I just watched your story, Graham.
Yeah, you saw the tuna punch.
The tuna punch you added to the wheel this week. Barf.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning and happy Friday, JV Show. This is Jess from Brentwood, and I just want to chime in on the crash. I actually watched it a couple nights ago, and one thing that was really disturbing to me was the fact that her parents looked like they were holding back smiles the entire time. I don't know. Is it just me? Anyways, have a great weekend, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, oh, were you getting that vibe too?
I didn't notice that.
Oh, the parents will make you mad when you watch The Crash and when you learn more about the situation that's happening because of the things that they enabled.
Yes, that I would agree with. And I feel like they let them, before her sentencing, before she was sentenced to whatever, mm-hmm. they let her mom come up and speak. And I feel like she just made things worse for her because way she was like worse. Completely downplaying like the victims. And
oh, that's terrible.
It was just, it's just all bad.
Good morning, JV Show. This is I from Hayward. Selena, about that show, The Crash, I saw it. I don't know. I feel like she did do it on purpose. The sound of that car when it hit the building gave me the chills. And about her parents, I don't know, there's something else too. Anyways, have a great weekend, guys. Bye.
Bye. Yes, if you have time this weekend, watch The Crash on Netflix mm-hmm. and then yeah. do what I did and go on Hulu.
Oh,
wow, too soon, Graham.
I was trying to play the audio of it.
And there's a couple shows on Netflix that covered the same case, so go yeah. back. Go mm-hmm. and watch those because they all, there's some Hulu, like information
Netflix.
That's...
TikTok.
Yeah. YouTube.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Who do we have on the phones this morning?
Hello, good morning. My name is Marcella.
Marcella, good morning. Happy Friday to you. What do you have planned for your 3-day weekend?
I'm going to go on a hike tomorrow morning with some friends. I got a facial plan. I'm going to go to Carnival.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, nice.
Sounds like a nice weekend, and hopefully you could be kicking it off with some ticket. Well, not hopefully. You won these tickets.
Yeah, you're getting these tickets for the Nomad at the SAP Woo-hoo! Center in San Jose, plus a Chuck
Yes, I'm so excited. I was just talking with my friend this morning about how we should go.
Well, you got him.
Manifesting.
Yep, on yes. us. Yes, and like Jess said, you're going to be getting this Chug Mug for playing along with our... Chug Wheel game.
All right.
Marcella, here's how it works. So we sent Jess out to the streets yesterday, and she asked a random person 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one, and we're going to stop down. And if you can guess what that person on the street said correctly, you get a point. If you get to 4 points, you win the game, and one of us here in studio is going to be doing some chugging. Graham, I'm scared to ask, what is all on the Chug Wheel this week?
All right. Well, featured item alert. Tuna punch is this morning's featured item on the Chug Wheel. Why is that again? It's tuna juice mixed with Hawaiian punch. And why are we drinking that, Selena?
Adrian Bylon said that she made up this thing called tuna punch, which isn't even a drink. She'll dip her sandwich. She'll dip her delicious tuna sandwich into fruit punch.
Okay. Well, we're making our own version.
That's disgusting.
I appreciate her inspiration. That's on the wheel this morning, as is a culture pop. It's the Orange Bago. Then we have coffee with olive oil. Starbucks discontinued it, but we didn't. We also have, because... Look, my wife went shopping, and she's the one that picked up the tuna and the Hawaiian punch yesterday. And she's like, if you're going to make the Lay's drink that, there's got to be something good on the wheel. So she brought some of her Bonterra Sauvignon Blanc and some sliced up frozen jalapenos for a spicy Savvy B on this morning's wheel. So you can thank my wife
I like that.
For that
now
one. Then we
talking.
Have buffalo wing sauce on the wheel. We have soup du jour, which is a hearty beef and barley stew leftover from like 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And then we have dealer's choice. You land on this, on that. You can pick any of those things you'd like to chug. Hopefully the tuna punch.
Are you ready, Marcella?
I'm ready. Good luck, y'all.
Oh, that doesn't sound very
sounds like she's going to take great delight in taking us out.
All right, here we go. Let's find out who Jess talked to.
My name's Antonio. I'm from Revis City.
Antonio, hold on. I'm having a bit of a crisis here in studio.
What's going falling?
On? Antonio from Redwood City. All right, so let's get to question number one. Listen up.
Have you ever owned a hacky sack?
What do you think he said, Marcella? Yes or no?
Oh, man, it really depends on how old he is, but I'm going to go with no.
Yeah.
Hacky sacks are having a moment right
this is
now.
So weird.
Major surge in popularity, which is crazy. All right, one incorrect. Let's go to the next question.
How do you feel about potato salad at a Memorial Day barbecue? It's a must? It's just okay? Or hate it?
Great question. What do you think he thinks about potato salad?
Absolutely. Come on.
So you think it's a must?
What?
It's a must.
Hell no, I hate it. Shouldn't be there.
No.
What's wrong with potato salad?
Around the room quickly, I'm more in the it's okay camp.
Some of them aren't good, but if you get a good potato salad, I love it.
I will not eat that.
All right, y'all need to try my potato salad, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Going on.
So, Marcella, you have
0 points
so far.
How many followers do you have on Instagram? More or less than 300?
Mm. Ooh, what do you think Antonio said? More or less?
More.
More than 300.
Mr. Popular over
here. Oh, look at him. Wow, must be nice. All right, that's one correct for Marcella. She's on the board. Next question.
What do you think about people who give their babies unique names with extra letters and weird spellings? Love it or just be normal?
Marcella, what do you think Antonio said? Love it or just be normal?
Just be normal.
Just be normal.
Shots fired at everybody with a unique name this morning.
Fine. All right. So you got 2 points. Next question.
Fill in the blank. My favorite cookout food is grilled
blank. What do you think he said?
Grilled what?
Ribs.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Grilled, I mean, I love dogs. A good hot dog, but my number one grilled food?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. What's your number one?
Well, I thought burgers would be the number one answer on the board there.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. Next question.
Can you name one member of the JV show on Wild 94.9?
Marcella, do you think Antonio from Redwood City could name one member of the JV show on Wild 94.9?
He absolutely better.
I can.
Dang it! It's so embarrassing when you ask that. Like,
it's always a bit demoralizing. You're like, this dude for sure could do it.
What's the score,
he can't.
Graham?
All right, Marcella currently has 4 incorrect and only 2 correct. She needs to clean sweep the remaining 2 questions to get that chug wheel spinning and hopefully somebody slamming some tuna punch.
Is Gilroy considered part of the Bay Area?
Great question.
What do you think he said?
Gosh. I'm going to go with no.
Hell no, it's too far.
Shots fired at Gilroyians this morning.
But dang it, you got another point.
Got another point. It's down to the final question,
It
often is in the Chug Wheel game. Oh, my anxiety is at peak level right now.
Here we go.
All right, last question.
Which fast food mascot do you think would win in a fight? Ronald McDonald, the Burger King, or Jack?
Marcella, what do you think Antonio said? Which fast food mascot winning in a fight?
Ronald McDonald.
The Burger King. The King all day.
Oh, my God.
At the buzzer. Can I understand your logic? Why do you think Ronald would be a good fighter? That dude's a clown.
He has to put on top. Go for it.
Yeah, I agree with He seems a little more crazy.
He seems unhinged, yeah. Like, he'll do stuff.
And he's got those big old floppy feet.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a guy that's not allowed within 100 yards of a school, but I don't know if he's a good fighter.
He's hiding a knife somewhere.
What did you say, Marcella?
A swift kick to the head with the clown shoes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, well, you did not win the Chug Wheel game. Thank God. But you still got your Del Mar tickets. You got your Chug mug. So congratulations. Have an amazing weekend. Just hang on right there for that winning. Graham, do you want to reach into the bag anyways and see who you would have drawn?
Yeah, let's find out just for fun.
Just for funsies.
Just for fun, and I would have drawn Chidi.
Oh, thank you. Thank God.
The good news is, 2 pieces of good news. One, nobody has to chug this morning. But the second piece is the tuna punch, since it's canned and sealed, will be on the chug wheel next week.
Because
it's not going to go bad. It's not going to go bad.
Why would you do that?
Maybe it'll mysteriously go like missing.
We don't know if the janitor is going to steal it.
Better not. Also, if you guys want to just drink some spicy savvy bee over here, again, shout out to Bonterra, because my wife packed some frozen jalapeno slices. Throw those in your Bonterra savvy bee. You're going to love it. It's absolutely delicious. And I got an icy cold bottle sitting right here.
Well, then pour it.
Why are you drooling over there, Selena?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It feels good to not have to chug. I did say so myself.
Sweet relief. Sweet
relief. Chidi, are you okay?
Yeah, I was trying to talk, and I was like, oh, that sounds really bad, so let me just stop.
Chidi lost her voice at a graduation. We're the JV Show. Happy Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
What is up, you guys? It's your buddy Ivan from New York. And come on, we all know that Jack would win in a fight. He's jacked up. Get it? But anyways, have a good week, you guys. And let's get the shots ready.
Wait, you think Jack would win against the Burger King and Ronald McDonald?
That was one of the questions in our Chug Wheel game, which mascot would win in a fight. He's saying Jack because he's jacked up. Selena, who are you saying would win in that fight?
No, I think I agree. I think Ronald.
You're going Ronald.
I feel like he gives like hitman vibes. I feel like he can get you killed, but I don't think he's going to win in a fist fight.
Interesting. Good Jess, point. Who would you pick?
Ronald.
Ronald.
Ronald is psycho.
Yeah, but he's a clown.
Yeah. So you think the Burger King?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think Jack.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Burger
King. Yeah, I'm looking at Burger King now, the mascot, and he doesn't look like he can really fight.
No, he looks like all goofy and like too whimsical. Yeah. Like, he's going to be in the fight just like, and Ronald's going to be over there tripping over his big shoes. Meanwhile, Jack, he's got a face that can take a punch, a couple of them, and then he's just going to pummel you after that. Jack wins hands down.
I feel like Jack probably does work out a lot.
He does.
Like, under that suit, he's got some big arms.
He's Jack.
He's ripped. Yeah, but what if he's like hot under the suit? I never really thought about it.
He got some muscles.
So? Nah.
Why are you turning all red and flush? You thinking about Jack in that way?
Whoa, what? I was agreeing with you, Selena.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Who would win a fight? Who gives a fart?
No. The answer is always no. Do you know anybody from the JV show? No.
That was.
Wow.
That was also one of the questions in our Chug Wheel game, and our caller Marcella said yes to that question when we asked somebody random on the street, do they know? Can they name one member on the JV show?
Somebody out there knows us.
Yeah.
Someday we'll find them.
Somebody out there has to know us.
Someday.
Can I do a quick shout out?
Yes.
Very special one, you guys. It's very early because it's 2 days away, but I want to say happy early birthday to Ruben. His birthday's coming up on Sunday.
Nice.
Nobody remind him about the voucher, but happy birthday!
I just texted him.
Happy birthday to literally my favorite person ever. I love you so much. Thank you for being you. And I can't wait to celebrate you.
And redeem that voucher.
Yeah.
Dang it.
You have to start like mentally preparing yourself for that now.
Yeah, he's got that thing laminated, ready to turn in. First things first.
Who gives a fuck
about that? Right. And then secondly, what do you have planned for the big B-Day?
So we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. Like, hey, okay, what do you want to do? What do you want to do for your birthday? He honestly couldn't decide. So we literally, it's kind of still up in the air. I know we're going to Sacramento. My brother lives there.
Perfect place to redeem those vouchers.
Hot and sweaty out there.
Yeah. Hopefully my brother could do some barbecuing. But honestly, plans could change.
You're going to do it at your brother's house?
No.
A voucher?
No. Oh. No, we'll be back in town. But after that.
So in the car.
Before that.
Right.
Yeah, on the ride back. Either way, when that voucher is presented, that's the time. Well, happy birthday.
Ruben,
what's up?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's Angie. Happy Friday. Hey, cool or not, Edgar without the haircut calling in the other day and saying that he was living his best Raiders life. Have we done a welfare check? I just want to make sure that he's okay. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Last Friday of the school year over here. Have a good one.
Let's go. Nice.
I can't believe
it. I love this beef between them.
Yeah, so Edgar without the haircut and our buddy Angie taking shots at each other. The war will continue, I assume, next week.
Next week.
Here we go. Buckle up. Yeah. But yeah, can you believe this school year almost over, Selena?
I know.
It is nuts. This year went by like,
Mixed emotions because I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm happy that the kids are going to be out of school and I don't have to drive to like pick them up and stuff anymore. But then that means they're going to be home more and like that part sucks.
Yeah, I'd rather just have them stay in school year round.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Let's talk about Blake Lively's comeback plan. So now that everything is settled with Justin Baldoni, it's time for Blake to start looking ahead and moving forward. By the way, let me know what you guys think about this one because there's an industry exec that said he thinks Blake Lively has a better chance of reemerging in Hollywood than Justin Baldoni because she is so much more established. He said that he would struggle to hire either of them, but would be more willing to gamble on Blake.
No.
I feel the opposite.
I agree.
How do you guys feel, Graham?
I mean, I think they're both, it's a PR kind of nightmare for both of them, but I think at the end of the day, Blake came off looking more mean girl in this whole thing. She should talk to Meghan Markle's team. Ooh. They're great at putting together comebacks and stuff
like
that.
That's right.
Yeah, they should team up.
Are they really that great? Because Meghan Markle hasn't come back. So.
Oh, that's right.
That's fire.
Yeah, good point.
All right, so how does Blake Lively plan on getting back into Hollywood? Well, it's already started. She's been more selective about the events that she's attending. They're smaller. They're more controlled with only approved photographers and limited press. So she's not having to answer any unwanted questions. The only thing that she wants out there for now is pictures of how good she looks.
Oh my God.
So that is, you know, that's what the conversation is about rather than old narratives. So her plan is to flood everyone's feed with viral moments and a curated public image while she basically shuts the hell up. Right now, silence is part of the strategy, and she wants to let the visuals speak for her.
Oh, everybody, look at me. I'm so hot. You can't be mad at me because I'm so beautiful, right? That's so smart. I mean, keep your mouth shut. I've always been a bit taken aback by celebrities that have a long list of questions about things you can't ask them about. That's bugged me. You're a person.
This is like the most public...
I know.
Legal battle we've had in years.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Met Gala doesn't seem like a low-key event for her.
That's
to
what
go
I was
to.
Literally thinking.
Yeah, like she was there, but well, I guess there's maybe a lot of pictures.
Everything after that, oh, I guess. Okay. Yeah, maybe more so she wanted the pictures out of her looking good at the Met.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works for her. Graham, what do you have?
All right, treasure hunters, put your shovels down. A scavenger hunt for buried treasure has been found. We talked about this last week. Treasure hunters set off, were causing all kinds of problems by ripping up and digging holes at parks across San Francisco in search of a chest filled with coins, a lot of coins. This was all started by buriedtreasuresf.com. They did it last year as well. They posted a kind of riddly poem on their site with clues as to where the treasure was buried. I'm not sure if riddly is a word or not, but I like it. And last year, it was found in just 11 hours. So this year, they decided, let's make this thing harder. And it took a couple of weeks before this past Tuesday, somebody cracked the code and figured it out. And the treasure wasn't in San Francisco at all. It was actually in Marin. The clue set just said that the treasure was buried within 7 miles of City Hall, but it never actually said that it was in San Francisco. So technically, you go just across the Golden Gate Bridge, and that is where somebody dug up the loot buried in a cave in the Marin Headlands.
I'm surprised anyone thought to look there.
Well, only one person did, really. People were digging holes all across San Francisco, and it wasn't there. It was in a cave in the Marin Headlands the entire time, but still technically within 7 miles of City Hall. $10,001 in coins inside that chest, weighing about 150 pounds, and they said it was buried just one foot down. The organizers, I think, very satisfied that it stumped people for so long. But according to them, this is their last year doing it. This is
it. I love this.
I know. I thought this thing was going to grow each and every year. However, they did say, quote, definitely hope to create similar experiences in the future, whatever shape that may take. There will be something, but Buried Treasure SF is not one and done, but a 2 year and done.
Did you guys ever watch this Netflix documentary about another treasure hunt? This wasn't in California. It wasn't here. I don't remember where. It might have been Utah or something like
is
that.
Is the one for Forrest Fenn? Is that the name?
Yes.
Treasure?
Yeah. Yes.
People died.
People were dying trying to find this treasure.
Yeah. I mean, his was like
that's
out in the
Netflix,
middle of the,
you watch it.
Out in the middle of the wilderness. His was worth a lot more, I believe.
Yeah. Wow.
He had all
that
sorts
was crazy.
Of priceless gold and jewels and all sorts of stuff in his.
Yeah. We should start our JV show treasure hunt. And for chug mugs.
And then it's just one chug mug buried under 5 feet of dirt.
Yes.
One chug mug.
That's disappointing.
Zero people show up with shovels. Zero holes
we'll
dug
give people,
in San Francisco.
We'll give people the exact location, though.
Yes.
Still show up.
Zero people showed up to dig.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show on a Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Good morning, guys. Is that without the haircut? No, the war won't continue next week. It'll continue right now. Angie, do we need to remind you that one time you called in and said, oh my God, I'm going to be the flag bearer at the Niner game. I can't wait. And what happened at that game? Oh, they lost. And then what happened to that season? Oh, no. I hope you become a flag bearer again this season.
I wonder if Pam Bondi wrote that joke for him.
Why are we in the middle of this? Why don't you guys just like DM each other or something?
No, it's more fun.
Yeah. Want to hear it clash a little bit. Our buddy Angie left a talk back earlier about Edgar, who's a Raiders fan, and we know Angie's a Niner fan, so this thing will continue, I don't know, for the next decade or so.
Yeah. Well, I'm not mad at it.
I'm here for it.
We have your chance to win crazy cash right now, $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is grand. Take the keyword grand to wild949.com. This is very simple. You find the spot to enter it, and you just type it in, grand, and you might win $1,000.
Nice.
Good luck.
Nice. All right. Chidi tweets. Yep. Chidi, you tweet a lot. No offense. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
I saw Zendaya in person. OMG.
Where?
Was it her graduation? Huh?
I said it wasn't her wax figure.
No, okay. It was really her. Like,
is that why you were screaming?
Well, I was at a graduation, so I was screaming for like people that I know that are graduating. But she was like a couple rows in front of me.
Wait, what school was this?
University of San Francisco.
Go Badgers!
They're the Dons.
Go Dons!
Yeah. Her niece was graduating, I think. She was like there. She was like with her whole entourage. There was no security. And she was just very, like, poised.
How can you not freak out if Zendaya is in front of you?
Did you take pictures?
I did not. Oh, my God. Sorry.
She's going through puberty,
guys. Sorry. I did not, because she was kind of off to the center, and I didn't want to, like, have my phone out and just start recording her.
I would have.
Me too.
I'm so awkward. But, yeah.
And then when the person that she was there for crossed the stage, did you scream even louder?
No. I just...
Just a little golf clap.
Wow.
Just a little clap. Okay, I can't believe it's like you see Zendaya and then nothing on your story.
It's like, for all we know, you could be lying. Yeah. Like, you could be making this up. You have no proof whatsoever.
You can Google it.
It's just a pretty girl with curly hair.
I will Google it.
Yeah, we'll see.
You have to take a picture, though. I saw Brandon Crawford at a Justin Bieber concert once.
Nobody believes you. Okay,
I took a picture, yeah. And I took a picture with him.
Now I believe you.
Yeah.
Wow, mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice work. I noticed that younger people don't capitalize the first word of a sentence.
Do you guys text people that are younger and then...
No.
No? Oh, wait, that's a good thing for you, Graham.
That'd be weird.
That would be a little weird.
I'd like to be allowed within 100 yards of my kid's school. So just in general, across the board, we've gotten rid of capitalization?
Yeah, like every time... Yeah. Like, I have a couple of my coworkers are a lot younger than me. They put hi, it's a lowercase h, and then they just go on.
See, I don't like purposely make my letters capital, but
it auto does it.
So is there an option to turn it off and that's what they're doing?
Know. Well, you just backspace and then remove
That's so much work. Does your daughter do that?
She doesn't use caps.
Okay.
So maybe she doesn't put a period at all, because periods are not cool either, right? Right.
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh.
If I'm sending a long paragraph, they'll send like one message and then the next sentence is another message, and like, so they do it like that.
Oh.
So they don't use periods.
And I like period.
Thank you, Jess, for sharing that.
Interesting. Little TMI, but okay. Yeah, I use capital letters and periods, so apparently I am not cool. But Jess, are you with me?
I like period.
Okay.
That's good
Next
to know.
Week.
Yeah. And moving on. I'm addicted to these Amazon movies and shows. OMG.
Wait, what are you watching? I need some inspo.
Off Campus.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
No, it's such a good show. It's a show on Prime. It's a book adaptation from The Deal or something like that.
Okay.
But it's a really good show.
Hook me in. Give me some like juicy something.
I don't know.
Try to sell me on this.
I don't think you would like to watch it. There's a lot of hot guys on there with their bodies out, you know?
Right. And
there is
a scene though that shows the front parts.
What?
Really?
Wow.
Like the guys?
Yes.
And that's why you watch it?
That's not why I watch it. It just was like a jump scare and was not expecting to see that.
Oh my gosh.
But if that's what you like, you'll enjoy. It's called Off Campus.
Off Campus.
Off campus. Jess, is that what you like?
I like periods.
Oh, okay, never mind. Thank you for sharing that, Jess. All right, moving on. Hey, if you at any point this week left us a talk back trying to get these tickets for the Giants.
Dude, that's right.
Yes, we're going to be playing the winning talk back coming up here next. So make sure you listen up if you left us any, you know what I'm trying to say. Someone save me.
Any Giants talk backs?
Yes. That was easy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
All this week, we've been asking you to leave your talkbacks for Giants tickets for this coming Tuesday. They're playing the
D-Bags.
D-Bags. Mm-hmm. It's a City Connect Tuesday. Here is the winning talkback.
Hi, JV Show. This is Lena from San Jose. I'm leaving a talkback because I want to win the Giants tickets. If I win, I'm going to take my dad. He's a huge Giants fan. If you ask him any question, he can answer it with a blink of an eye. Well, I hope I win. Thanks. Have a wonderful day. And go Giants.
Go Mets.
Go Mets.
Like a nice early Father's Day type of situation. I love that. So congratulations. Was it Elena or Selena?
Lena.
Alina?
Lena.
Selena? Lena, there you go. Congratulations.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.